This is Bill Chilford with Timba.com, and we're speaking with Jose Vanez from Orquesta El Macabeo de Puerto Rico. This is their debut tour in the United States, and we're speaking with him in between their Melting the Pavement at the Square Roots Festival and their concert at the main stage, which they're about to do in about an hour. Jose, welcome to Chicago.
Thank you very much.
And I'd like to ask you a little about the band. Today at your concert at the Square Roots, you mentioned that the first song that you put together was in 2008.
Yes.
Was that what you would call the birth year for El Macabeo?
Yes, October 2008.
Okay. Now, in some other interviews that you've done, they've picked up on the phrase punk rock attitude. But actually, when I listen to you, I hear a lot of other influences, such as ska, for example. And when I asked your brass section, a lot of them mentioned that they had played in ska bands. Were they all in the same ska band before Macabeo was born?
No, it was like everyone has their different projects. Some of them were playing ska, some of them were playing reggae, or steel, you know. Some of them, like me, I play punk rock, I play hardcore music, I play heavy metal also. And there are two people who makes hip hop.
Okay, I'd like to stretch out on all of that a little bit, because here on the mainland, a lot of times we have this delusion that on the island there's the Lalo Lai thing, regular salsa, reggaeton, hip-hop, not a mas. So
yeah.
What's the scene really like on the island? How much of this other music is there?
It's underground music. It's underground music. Maybe reggae has its time that was like big, huge. Mm-hmm. Maybe with some bands that were really good and were very popular, but I can't think like maybe one ska band that is like really big. It's all underground.
Okay.
Underground, I mean, you know, it's popular, but it's just popular to a very specific public. No, it's not like what happened to us, that maybe a guy goes to the show and then he tells his parents, hey, you're gonna love this, and then like, he comes with his parents or whatever, you know. That will never happen with this ska scene or rock or whatever, you know. It's different.
Now, is this just the San Juan thing, or is this pretty well spread throughout the rest of the island?
In the metropolitan area, where it's San Juan and all the towns that are around the cities.
Say, like Mayagüez, for example?
No, Mayagüez, well, they are. It's concentrated in the capital city and mm-hmm. near the capital city, but there are bands all over in east, west, like Mayagüez. Mm-hmm. In the south, like Ponce. And two of the members from here are, well, three. Two are from Luquillo, it's in the east, and Naguabo, you know. And I think it's all over, you know, it's all over the island, not just in one. It's just that it will be underground forever, you know, because the main public that listens 100% reggaeton or whatever in the radio is. And you know that to get to the radio, you have to pay, and you have to make it a business. Mm-hmm. And so underground bands can't pay or don't want to pay, you know?
Yeah. This brings me to one of my next questions. One of my personal favorite songs that you do is Musical, where
okay.
you kind of touch on what
you're
it's
the first
really
one that
like.
Says that.
Well, it really touches on what it's actually like to be a working musician, which
yeah.
makes it special for me. So I'd like to ask is about the reality of being a salsa band there now, and let me start a little bit with what it's like here in Chicago, and let's draw some comparisons. We have in Chicago maybe over a dozen salsa bands, but on paper, they have a dozen guys, just like you're here playing with now. In real life, when they go out to try to get performances, half of the places that they want to try to play in cut in half what they can do. So you'll go to try to get a booking for 12 guys and you'll end up playing with six.
Yeah.
What's it like in Puerto Rico? Is it the same scene or is it different?
Well, about an orchestra, it's been hard for us, like right now thinking, because we're 12 and it's not like it's my orchestra and and I just put the papers with the notes and call someone to play. You know, each one has an important role in the band or in the orchestra, so no one can get replaced. You know, and just maybe, of course, in the case of an emergency or whatever. But about the other orchestras, we're not really that too much into it. Like other orchestra that we have a lot of communication is PVC. Mm-hmm. It's also another orchestra that is young people. Well, young, I mean 30. 35, not all the old orchestras that are experienced musicians, but I'm not sure. I think maybe it's a little better because some of the events that, like in Puerto Rico, so most of the events that pay for us is because they have a very big sponsor, like a beer or whatever. Mm-hmm. That sponsors whatever Budweiser presents this or whatever, and we don't have that kind of problem like to minimize the orchestra, but I guess that it happens to a lot of people there. You know, I see a lot of people playing Latin music and it's very small, or maybe they have a keyboard with a guy and two or three others playing percussion, and the brass section is on the keyboard also, or you know. But about the musical song, it's like I think that every musician who plays because he loves to play music, but obviously it's hard because it's a lot of money that you spend and a lot of time that nobody can understand that. And that's what the song is about. It's like when comes the middle section, that is the faster section, he begins to tell that you will live better if you like, and then begin to mention all the works that we have.
Yeah.
You know? And it's like exhausting, you know. We have a lawyer, we have a few people who works in the vocal works in government office. I work as a clerk in an office and also in a recording studio, but we have to make wonders to put it together, and it's very, very hard. The song is in part like a joke, like we are it's like a critic, you know how you say critic?
Mm-hmm.
But in joke, but not joke, you know? Mm-hmm. And only people who knows what we're talking about will understand. But I'm not sure how much, how often happens in Puerto Rico with other orchestras, like you told me here. Mm-hmm. I can say that I have seen it too much.
Mm. Now, do you have to tour the island in order to work regularly, or can you stay in one place when you're there?
About playing? Mm-hmm. No, I think that we, everyone, every time someone calls us for a show, mm-hmm. It could be private, it could be... I don't know, we play a lot of weddings. We have a lot of stories from the weddings. And we go wherever people call us. You know, we're not we don't have a strategy. You know, the shows keep coming and we adjust it to our schedule. And sometimes we also work out our own shows, you know, like produce our own shows with all salsa, with all orchestras, salsa orchestras that mm-hmm. we love, and we contact them and say, hey, let's do this thing together, you know. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. We've played in a few cities far from the capital city, but not that much.
Let's talk about your musical style for just a minute. Your rhythm section obviously is pretty well grounded in salsa, or salsa dur, or maybe even salsa mas dur.
Yeah.
If I pull that out of the equation, though, and I listen to some of the rest of what you're doing, I can hear some of the other influences from what you guys have done, everything from ska to jazz to some of the punk rock.
I think that we build the songs with no rules, you know, like... We're not expecting anything. Like we're just saying, hey, I have an idea, and I don't care if it's salsa or maybe it's a mambo or maybe I don't know. But I can say that that we have a structure, or maybe if we create a song that is a different style. I don't know if you have listened. Yeah, El Sueño is the first song of the second album.
Yes.
You know, that begins with an Afrobeat. But we weren't planning anything of that, so I think that we just keep going and building songs, and whatever happens. I remember I made that song because I said, well, we made it, but you know, the idea, I wanted to Quentin Tarantino to put it in some movie of him, you know, because he sometimes has that beat of music, you know, like 70s, you know, he makes that kind of styles. And for next album, we possibly have a mambo. It's going to be very fast.
How far along are you with that project?
In the third?
Your third.
We have three songs recorded.
Okay.
And I think it's going to be 8 or 9. I don't know. I'm not sure. I want to release it in December. We like that date. Everyone is happy this year? Yeah.
Okay.
Everyone is happy. I don't know. Something happens in December that is awesome for us for making a record. Like a record release or whatever. But we are always building songs, always.
This, of course, is your first mainland city that you've played in. Are there other cities scheduled on this tour, or are you back to Puerto Rico after this?
No, we tried a few times to find more shows near here, mm-hmm. maybe Madison. I wrote to a few bars. Which I found on the net that were exclusively for salsa or Latin music, mm-hmm. but didn't have any answer of it. And tried to contact friends like, hey, can you hook me up, like maybe a show like yesterday that we didn't play. It's okay because we were visiting the city. But you know, when you go out, you want to play. It's your priority, you know, and then the rest. But New York is we've tried New York a few times. And we're talking with some agencies from there. We're just waiting for someone to be brave and make the correct approach for going there.
And are you in a radio rotation in Puerto Rico, or are you considered a little too?
No, we want to. Everyone asks us about it, and everyone is a request on the radio station, but we don't pay for it, you know. So we don't pay for playing or for players on the air. So we've been in a few independent radios. There is a very important radio station of salsa is in AM, mm-hmm. and he plays us all the time. Also, there are two or three smaller but not less important, you know, radio stations who always plays us. But like the main stations, the main salsa stations, they have never played us. There was a station who was like of mixed music, everything. Everything what that is happening right now, and we were going to play for a festival in it's some kind of like when all college get together to defeat one against other in sports. It's like a festival of 1 week or whatever, and there's music and there's sports there, but everyone is not here, blah, blah, blah. And we played for them, for that radio station, and they play songs for us, like, you know, all the time. Just like, and they used to play La Conga. It's the seventh song in the second CD. But they cut the song in the half. I was super mad. Everyone was telling like, hey, you were sounding on the radio in this radio station. And when I listened to it, it has like a 2 minutes, not 2 minutes, maybe 1 minute 30 of Conga solo. And they rip it off, slash it. It's like, I can't believe that they did this. They didn't even tell me. It's like murdering.
Like they used to do on TV with the old classic movies.
Yeah.
Ripped the best scene out.
And we were super mad at it. Maybe if they tell us, hey, we need to make it shorter because of the program. But whatever, it's a 4 minute song. So how much shorter do you want to make it?
Yeah.
That's what happened.
Well, you've already proved you're worth listening to today. So hopefully you'll get to do more American cities in the future.
Yeah.
And you have two recordings out already, and both of them are available from your website, correct?
Yeah, the recordings?
Yes.
Yeah, we have two CDs that are like the official albums, you know, El Entierro and Salsa Macabra. We have a store online, and it's very good. Always people are purchasing, buying CDs, vinyls, t-shirts, everything. We are very lucky on that, you know. We have also 2 7-inch, like singles, mm-hmm. what you call it, vinyls. We have also the first record, the first album we have on LP.
And the URL for your website is, to get to your website, people go to?
Yes, it's just the name of the band, OrquestaElMacabeo.com.
Okay. Thank you very much, and I'm looking forward a lot to your concert tonight.
Yeah.